microphone, check 1, 2. It's not one. High Desert News Podcast, talking about local news with James Roberts. He's the truth teller, and he's gonna tell you stuff that's freaking awesome. Well, welcome to this podcast, where we talk local news with James Roberts. Sports news and politics, you're gonna love it. High Desert News is awesome.
Welcome, everyone. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you're listening to News Caller Radio. Today is March 9th, 2013. Well, I've been away for a couple of weeks, and I apologize. I have not been able to get a podcast up or any of our special video on-air assignments due to illness. Man, I've been laid up for 2 weeks. It had ran through my whole house, four kids and wife. I mean, it's crazy. Every symptom you can possibly have due to the flu, I had it. But I am up and running around 80%. We have a great show today. We're going to be talking about this European model that they're trying to establish via public safety in the high desert. You had Victorville, Apple Valley, Adelanto, and Hesperia pretty much sign on to a feasibility study in regards to joint power authority in regards to public safety. So I'm going to be touching base pretty much on two segments on this issue, because it is going to get hot and steamy in regards to this topic in the months to come. So I will be right back.
Covering local news, sports, and politics in the high desert, you're listening to News Caller Radio with James Roberts, the Truth Teller.
Welcome back, everybody. By the way, if you want to go ahead and advertise on News Caller Radio, go ahead and hit us up at ads@newscaller.com for further information. All right, so check this out. Public Safety Joint Power Authority Feasibility Study. Well, it's pretty much going to run $200,000 for the study total, and all four of the high desert cities have signed on to it. So pretty much sharing the wealth. Each city is going to kick in around 50 grand, which is amazing, because supposedly all of the cities, two of the cities in particular, Adelanto and Victorville, are supposedly hurting for cash, but they can find 50 grand. Well, here's the backdrop. Apparently, the sheriff's department, which this every city up here pretty much contracts the sheriff's department out for public safety in regards to policing. Well, annually, they're constantly increasing their administrative fees for no apparent reason. And pretty much all of the cities are becoming frustrated due to the increase in fees, but basically the services are staying flat. Well, I don't have a problem with each city pretty much having a feasibility study to see how much it will cost for each respective city to have its own police department. But when you start trying to share the wealth, now you're getting into a whole nother ball of wax. Okay, let's break it down. If, for example, your city has, I'm going to just throw a number out there. Let's just say it has 30 patrolmen to basically police your city on patrol level only. And you want to go ahead and share services, it's not going to be a pretty sight, because here it goes. You cannot save money on patrol. The only way cities are going to be able to save money is via admin. Basically, so instead of you having four cities, having four chief of police, you're only going to have one, more or less. And that chief is going to have to be responsible for all four cities. In addition, it'll probably cut some type of cost maybe on your captain, lieutenant level. But ultimately, you got to have the same numbers patrolling. So it's pretty interesting. Apparently, back in the 90s, there was a feasibility study that was already conducted. So, I mean, why are they? That was a waste of money then, and it's most likely going to be a waste of taxpayer money now if nothing's going to be implemented. But I would never be for the city of Hesperia sharing public safety services with the other three cities. And this is why. If you live in Hesperia, for example, and let's say each city was going to be able to save money as a result of sharing the wealth, Well, how does a voter in the city of Hesperia hold accountable someone in Atalanta or Victorville? Let me back up a little. If you have, let's say, two people from each respective city representing their interests in this joint powers authority, and Atalanta and, for example, let's say Victorville, their bodies vote on something that's not necessarily in the best interest of the city of Hesperia. How am I as a voter in Hesperia going to hold these people accountable? There's no way to hold them accountable because I don't vote in those respective cities. So it's absolutely asinine why people in the city of Hesperia, these elected servants, will actually even go ahead and waste $50,000. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. I'm hot on this issue. I'm going to break it down a little bit more because I kind of been ranting. But, you know, for them to actually bring this European model of the euro basically to the high desert is absolutely crazy. Basically, none of the cities are going to have any type of sovereignty at all when it comes to police and fire. I mean, it's crazy. I spoke to a high level, I'm talking about high level, public safety person who's in admin in the Inland Empire, and I'm going to let you know what he had to say off record when I get back. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to News Caller Radio. I'm the truth teller, James Roberts. I want to go ahead and jump back into this public safety joint powers authority feasibility study that is going to cost $200,000 up here in the high desert of California. Each city, Atalanta, Victorville, Apple Valley, and Hesperia have signed on to $50,000 to share the wealth of this $200,000 study. So let's kind of get back down to my source that I had up in IE, who's high level public safety. He pretty much said that the sheriff's department can provide services for each city cheaper. I mean, it's just the bottom line. It costs more for each city to have its own individual police department, not as if they were going to be sharing services. So, for all of you know, I'm a retired cop. Now, let me explain to you how patrol works. I mean, I can remember working a beat. I used to, my beat was called Edward. I would be Edward only, more or less. I was working a cover shift, and I would be the only person in my beat for the city. I mean, it's just crazy. So, what's going to happen? I could see you have four beats. Each city is a beat. Right. So let's say, for example, if it was slow in the city of Hesperia and something was really hopping in Victorville, I could see units being pulled from Hesperia responding to Victorville. See what I'm saying? Victorville residents, Hesperia residents, they're going to be pulling services from your respective city. So if anything ever jumps off, you can potentially not have that officer in your city when you need him because he's actually covering another beat. So if a Hesperia cop is covering somebody in Victorville, which is cross town, well, guess what? If something jumps off in Hesperia, that means an Apple Valley unit's going to have to respond and cover. I mean, it's just going to be ridiculous. And the fact that they will even waste $50,000 of taxpayer money is absolutely absurd when we can't even get potholes filled in the city of Hesperia. So this just pretty much lets you know the mindset of these elective servants. I mean, it would be interesting. Once again, this is what I call corporate welfare. Basically just giving free money to these to this private entity that's going to be putting on this feasibility study. And this is what drives people who are in the Liberty Freedom Movement and who are true capitalists crazy. This is the cronyism that we have to constantly deal with. If you listen to the last podcast that we put on, I talked about gadflies and Al Vogler. You either loved him or you hate him. But one thing, he is always at those council meetings holding these servants accountable. And you know what? I'm doing the same thing on a different level. It's unacceptable. And I'm going to be hitting the warpath drum when it comes to this issue. I'm going to have to start getting, I'm going to start polling on the show and also on the video. I'm going to be hitting the street, special assignments, and seeing what people actually think about this. Because I think, in my opinion, the servants who basically approved this study in all four cities have basically committed political suicide. Because once folks really start digging into the numbers and actually figuring out how bad this is going to impact them, they're going to be pissed. Right now, it's kind of flying under the radar. Daily Press, I think Our Hesperia, in addition to NewsCaller.com, has kind of reported on this. We've linked to respective articles. But, you know, it's been kind of flying under the radar. But people are going to definitely be hearing more about this in the high desert, especially on the social media. So we're at our second break. I know I was kind of everywhere on this topic, but more to come, a little bit more structured. I just this was more or less more of a vent session, and I will definitely get back into this topic a little bit more strategically and in more detail. So we will be right back.
Covering things like local news, sports, and politics in the high desert. This is News Caller Radio with James Roberts, the truth teller.
You're listening to News Caller Radio. I'm James Roberts, the truth teller. Thank you for listening to our podcastic Saturday show. Today is March 9th. 2013, and I am your host. Okay, I want to, on this final segment, I want to go ahead and jump into this filibuster that happened, when was that, Thursday, which would be March, which was March 7th, by Rand Paul, one of the junior senators. And he was filibustering the potential CIA head who the president wanted to appoint, Mr. Brennan. Well, Mr. Brennan was the chief guy on the president's drone kill list program. He was the architect. He was the man. He was the shot caller. Well, the senator wanted answers. And for all of you who do not know, he basically asked the White House, hey, if for some reason you deem me to be an enemy combatant, if I'm sitting in a Starbucks, will you have one of your Predator drones shoot one of its love bombs down on me and blow me up on U.S. soil? Well, the Attorney General Holder kind of tap-danced around and said, oh, I don't see any foreseeable, you know, reason why we would do something like this. He kind of just kind of gave a generic answer, but he didn't say yes or no. Well, after Rand Paul was on the Senate floor filibustering the appointment of Brennan for the CIA chief, after 13 hours, I think it was, the following day, the Attorney General pretty much gave a press release addressed to Senator Paul stating, well, no, we do not, or the president does not have the authority to basically blow you out of the sky via a Predator drone, which we all know. It's unconstitutional. Wanted to give a big shout out to Senator Rand Paul for standing on the principle of liberty and freedom and due process in the United States of America.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the truth teller, James Roberts. Also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.